the conference, and we had John McDonnell, who is the current shadow minister, shadow chancellor. And, you know, he had a lot of things to talk about. I mean, he was talking about Labour cutting deficit without austerity. Although I watched the speech, I don't know about the guys I have in the studio, what they thought about the speech. Yeah, he didn't really delve into the nitty-gritty of how they intend to cut austerity. I know that during the campaign process, they talked about quantitative easing, which is what Jeremy Corbyn was talking about. And for the listeners who don't know what quantitative easing is, it's what they did when we went into the recession. So they print more money, right? And then that money goes to the banks. But they're talking about people-centric quantitive easing, which basically means that they still print money, but this time, instead of going to the banks and bailing out the banks, it's bailing out the people. So they intend to do that by building infrastructure, creating more benefits in the healthcare infrastructures, ICT, be it, so that it creates employment. It creates a capital boom, creating more liquidity. And as a result, people get paid in job increments and so forth. However, that only tends to work in the history of it working, only tends to work when there is a recession. But we're currently going through growth. They're saying targeted 3% growth, which, you know, by historically, Britain never goes that high. So it's quite, I'm conflicted because I'm a lefty, you know. I like Jeremy Corbyn. I like what he's saying. It resonates with me. I think he's for the people. But at the same time, I'm trying to look at his detail. You know, so hey guys, if you have any contribution to this discussion, remember check out Pamtengo. Also, you can call in at our usual line before my guest comes in. We have a couple of minutes, so we can talk about that. The number to call is 07402985533. I'll repeat 07402985533. You can also send us a message on Pamtengo, which is just Pamtengo on Facebook, as well as our Twitter account, which is Pamtengo Radio, and then we can talk about it. And we have thanks to the our tech guy Cox, who's been sorting us out with our own chat line on the website. So if you log on to the website on pamtengo.com, you can also have join our chat rooms and stuff like that, where you can also have your input, and I will have direct access to all the messages that you sent. So, hey, join in the discussion. Let us know what your thoughts are. But yeah, so Labour Party, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about quantitative easing. They're talking about, getting rid of the deficit. If you don't know what a deficit is, basically it's the money that the country owns to its creditors. Okay, so that's what we're currently in. We're currently in deficit. So we owe money to our creditors. The creditors may be IMF, may be the Dutch Bank, or may be other international financial institutions. So our job. So the current problem, why we can't sort of grow the economy at the rate that they expect, is that there are two wars. There's the global financial crisis, which is currently undergo, the currency wars and so forth, which also have an impact on us. So you may think that you have nothing to do with this, but this is the purpose of our current affairs show. It's to enlighten us about the purposes of these decisions and the importance of them thereof, because that means when you go tomorrow and you're pouring fuel into your car, you may not know that some Nigerian dodgy deals had to be done there. So we're going to delve into that, you know, and that determines your oil price. There's some Saudi Arabian deals that go down. The parliament has to sit down and discuss and have an argument about these, policies that then determine how much the price of bread will be, how much the price of milk will be, essentially how much your pants will be. So that's what the current affairs show is about. We are a current affairs show with a swag. We have a youthful touch, I think. Me being the youth in it. So, thank you for tuning in so far. And, as I check out your messages coming through, I will continue in this Nigerian fest by, you know, considering that my guest today is from the prominent country of Nigeria, which has such an incredible amount of civilization, drawing back to 18,000 years ago. That these people have had such remnant contributions to African heritage and culture. And also, by virtue of their population, they are everywhere, okay? If you throw a stone in the world, you're bound to hit a Nigerian, okay? So it's good to also get acquainted to their politics and find out what exactly is and going on in their country, and where the future of the country lies and how it ties into Africa. And so it's an important discussion, and my guests will be coming soon. In the meantime, here's some entertainment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, welcome to the Current Affairs Show with Farai Mufuti. And we are a Current Affairs Show with the swag, and we are a talk show with swag. So we're going to play you some swaggish music.
Na collab, yeah. She wants some collab. I can sing for you, you can sing for me. Yeah. She says she wants some collab. She need them badly, be like Tornado. She talks, say, how they play like Ronaldo. The thing they sweet are like Don Jose Minado. I rock her body, give her Molando. She just the holla, she the scream of Brigado. I saw the fire, I they call her Molato. My Molato.
Oh yeah, baby, make we collabo. I know you want the collabo. Hey, yeah, I go sing for you, you go sing for me.
Na collabo, she wants to collabo.
Oh yeah, baby, make we collabo.
Streaming 24/7.
This is Pantengo.
Yeah, you dey feel me, you dey bump, say you no know. I got your password and you know, say I don't code. No. Oh yeah, baby, make we collab. Hey, yeah, I go sing for you, you go sing for me.
My collab, she wants to collab.
Oh yeah, baby. I'm